And that was the first time I sucked dick.
No, no, we're recording. Hey, we're live.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
What? Oh, shit.
And so that's when the hooker went in. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Off My Chest podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Bryce Meehan. Sitting across from me is the other one. His name is Alex Hebert. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm not sure yet.
Or A-Bear, if you are in New A-Bear. Orleans.
Actually, did you know that Siri calls you guys A-Bear?
Yes.
That shit is fucking hilarious.
Every time mom goes...
Hold on, I'm going to do it. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it to do it. Call Alex Hebert.
Calling Alex A-Bear.
You're so French, dude.
I know. Well, French Canadian.
Oh, nice.
That's why I'm
That's
very...
why I don't like you. Now, man, how's everything been?
Been good.
Yeah,
been
yeah.
good. Finally sober.
It was a long weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we didn't record again this weekend.
No. Yeah, we thought
we've been. But I think it's smarter to move the day because then it makes everything. I don't know. When we do that Saturday day drink and then it goes into the night, and then to watch football on Sunday.
Yeah.
Plus drinking on Saturday, we watch football then.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah. And then, you know, you got to go and it's Tuesday and you're like, well, I got to make it to Wednesday. And
yeah.
Then, you know, and then you get to Wednesday and it's like, ooh, cheap beer.
Yeah.
Thursday, you're like, oh, it's almost Friday. And then you got to drink on Friday because celebrate Friday.
Yeah. And then literally it just, yeah, I know. My wife gives me shit about it.
We're going to start getting tweets. It's just like, I think you guys have a problem.
And? well, let's start this out with what everybody is talking about. Mega Millions is at $1.6 billion fucking dollars. What in the F is happening?
That is a number.
It's the first time in history, right? It's been this high.
No. Well, this high. Powerball, I think a couple years ago, got to like $1.2
billion.
Yes. Yeah. And that's just a number you couldn't comprehend because everyone, when you go and you think you're
like... I wouldn't take the payout. I don't want to fucking pay those taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... I mean, but trust me, that'd be a wonderful problem to have.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's not life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no matter if the payout was... Because they said if you do it and after the taxes... We were talking about it at lunch today, too. I feel like I've talked about it a million times since. It's all that everybody's been talking
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah.
But it... Excuse me. You're literally left with like... After everybody and Uncle Sam gets in your pockets, you're like, it's like $500 million or something, being 1.6, and after you pay everything, just to take the payout.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, $500 million is going to change your life no matter what the fuck is happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? You're like...
$1 million would change your life.
Oh, yeah. The thing is...
I mean, unless you're stupid.
Oh, yeah. The thing is it is... I mean, when even if it gets to a certain point, everyone's just like, oh, if you won 100, like, even like... $10 million, what would you do? $1.6 billion, that is a number I don't think anyone can really comprehend.
To become an instant billionaire would be, I don't think it's healthy.
No.
I think if the wrong person wins, and the people, I shouldn't say this, because it sounds terrible. The people that play that shit every week, every 2 days, like... They want that money.
Yeah.
They're playing in the hopes to change their entire life.
Yeah, the difference is, though, I think there are certain people that just do it, and they have the money, and they just may throw $5.
My parents play. My dad loved my. Every time he goes into a gas station, he'll buy, if depending on where it's at, he'll buy a ticket.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there's the people that go, and they've got, you know, they've got... rank coming up and they're like, they spend $500
and they'll buy fucking scratchers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a
gambling addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, it really comes down to, you think that the luck's going to happen. And granted, don't get me wrong. We talked about this a million times on this podcast. We love gambling.
Oh yes, absolutely.
That's not the fucking problem. No one is saying you're a worse person.
No.
I'm just saying, you know, we kind of touched on this last week a little bit, how much it would ruin your... the people's lives that it's ruined from winning even $20 million.
Yeah.
You know, the people that come out of the woodwork, you know, families that fucking fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking mom goes off on some fucking crazy spree. The dad goes and fucks a bunch of whores. Like, I mean, it's, you have all the money and you've never had it.
Yeah, exactly. The craziest one is that show, That Lottery Changed My Life ruined my life.
Ruined
and
my
it
life.
Shows this, but there was this one guy on there, and it was like, he won like $10 million,
yeah.
like after taxes. And they asked him, and they said, what did you buy? And he just looked like a normal, good old country boy.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I put a new addition onto my house, and I got my dream car. And they said, what was your dream car? It was a 98 Toyota Corolla that he paid $5,000 for.
Oh, and so he actually was smart about it.
Yes. Yes, 98 Toyota.
Oh, I thought that whole show was just to show like people that just fucked up.
No,
everything.
No, but no, there. I mean, this was one of the few guys where they said like, you know, he's like, it was my dream car. He's like, I always liked the car, so I got it.
Yeah.
But then it goes and cuts to the people who go, they buy 14 houses, 11 cars.
Yeah.
And then next thing,
just
you know,
the taxes alone on that stuff, man.
Yeah, that's where you go. And again, it would be hard with this amount of money find the most a reputable. Financial
well,
person.
I heard something about. I mean, I would buy a fucking island. One.
Yeah.
I swear to God, because you're gonna get. You can get an island for around $100 million, and then
you can buy small islands down for like $30,000.
Oh, dude, no, for sure. But what I'm saying is like ones that are like already done up. Like I heard one. It was like $95 million, and it had like a 4-bedroom house, a 20-boat pull up, sleds.
Oh, shit.
And some other shit, like someone already owns it and they did all the work.
Yeah.
For me, perfect. And I got $400 million left. I'm out, boys. Like I'm fucking done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then that's where you start to wonder, like, how would you handle it? Would you go, and even though everyone says like you'd be normal, but you're thinking
you
like
you won't be I don't think if you get it like that, you're not normal. Yeah. Like I have plenty of rich or I shouldn't say rich, well off people that I know. That you would never know they had money.
Yes.
The whole reason that they're awesome is they work their fucking ass off to be where they're at.
Yeah.
And they know what it means to make a dollar.
Yeah.
And they did the work to get to where they're at.
Yeah. Then so. you start thinking, you wonder, you're like, would I be normal? Would I be the person that goes and just starts buying people and like hunting them on an island
I would
and just completely go insane?
I don't like, go that far.
It's like, I'll give you a day head start. Run.
Yeah. I know I'd start a dope Instagram account. I'm just kidding.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's me again. Now I'm just out here all alone. That's the thing. I just feel like when you have that much money, you start rolling with people with more money, then it becomes the keeping up with the Joneses thing.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I love nice things. Obviously, you know me. I love to enjoy life, but that's enjoying life to another level that wouldn't even know how to, you
know, or not understand.
Yeah, no idea.
Like Louis C.K.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's
thrown in.
Yeah, that's something I still don't get. Is I don't get the attraction of what he was kind of going through of just like.
Well, I mean, it's that same thing. He was at least from everything that I've read. You know, he goes from being just this comedian into this superstar.
Yeah,
and you know, I kind of remember it happened live at the Beacon. Was really kind of a turning point for him and like people knowing who he was and what was going on. And plus you were already the sick creep. So I think what they always say with money, it will, if you have a quality that is good or bad, money will only exacerbate, you know what I mean? It'll only make that thing come out even more.
Yeah.
And like the Sarah Silverman just came out with all that shit.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, we used to just be young and whatever, and I'd let him do it, and it was whatever. It was hot. It was cool.
Yeah.
Which makes Sarah Silverman even hotter.
Oh, yeah. But she said those. There'd be some days where.
She's like, no.
Yeah. And just be like, no, and we go get pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like.
But that's, again, it's not, I don't think it's always an abuse of power. I think it's. Something that he was so into and a perversion that he loved.
Yeah.
And that then at that point you start getting power because of money and no, sit there and I don't care if you said no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean,
but I think it's fucking hot that Sarah Silverman said yes. I mean, I read the story and I was like, what? She openly admits it and says, I love Louis. And you know, like, you know, we were broke comedians and used to hang out and sometimes it would turn me on and I'm like, go, Sarah. What's up, girl?
There was that thing that they said. It was on the End of the World podcast that Rogan did during the election. The one where it was Rogan, Bill Burr, Doug Stanhope, Burt Kreischer, where they were live at the Comedy Store.
Uh-huh.
And Greg Fitzsimmons happened to be on there. And they said Fitzsimmons was talking about, you know, the shit gigs that all comedians get when they're in the beginning. And he said it was when Louis had... wasn't Louis yet. And he said he was trying to get booked at colleges. And the agent's like, well, I don't think he's big enough.
Yeah.
And Greg said he will call his agent like once a month and just go and say, you remember that thing you said about Louis? Don't you feel like a dumbass? And they just hang up.
God. Yeah. Well, it's true, dude. I mean, he still is, like we've talked about before on this podcast. Yeah, the things that he's done are absolutely morally wrong. But the dude is fucking hilarious, man.
He is.
I mean, he is really, and I think he's a great writer.
Yeah.
I loved his show on Fox.
Yeah.
Louis. And
which he did everything himself.
Yeah, and then he did the Horace and Pete show, and it's freaking all of that stuff, man. I think it's really, really. I mean, I think he's one of the best comedians of our time, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Yeah, it's kind of.
But yeah. Way to go, Sarah. That's all I'm gonna say. If I see you sometime, I'm asking. Just sit there.
Just sit there. It's like I want you to be on a podcast. It's like, are you gonna ask me any questions?
One question.
It's like, what are you doing? Hold on.
Yeah, I just think when it comes to the sexual stuff, dude, people, I think kind of inhibitions go out the window a lot. And I think people have to realize there's still animalistic qualities in everybody.
Like a guy marrying or a girl marrying her best friend's dad.
Yes. Like what?
There was an article I saw that this girl went and announced that she was marrying this older man.
Uh-huh.
But she was best friends with that man's daughter.
Oh, why is that a problem?
I don't know.
I mean, the girl should be... I mean, unless it was... they didn't know at all. Like, they didn't know they were dating or hanging out or anything.
I just saw the title and it just struck my interest. I'll be brutally honest. I really didn't read the article. But I just saw that and I'm like... That would just be awkward.
Oh, of course it would be awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone told me, like, yo, man, like, my parents got divorced or something, and then, you know, they were like, hey, I'm just hanging out with your mom, I would not be cool with it.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, that
nobody,
would...
Nobody my age. I think it's very fucking weird.
Yeah, and especially it would be awkward, those people where they go and their parents get divorced, and all of a sudden they marry someone, like, 8 years younger than them.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like... It's like, oh. Like
she just got out of college.
Yeah, you have to go and
Don't get me wrong, bro. If I get fucking divorced at 50, I'm finding a fucking 30-year-old.
No, that'd be the awkward thing to go and it's like, oh, is that your sister? No, it's my mom. I have to go and get her beer. that would be an awkward one.
I mean, who am I to judge? What the dad has needs, the girl has needs, and she finds him attractive. Good for him.
But
I just feel bad for the best, you know, his daughter.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they got to figure out.
Call her mom. Or...
Yeah, they got to figure out. Yeah, they can't have those things. It's just like,
this is my stepdaughter.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have those awkward things. They can't have those conversations. And now, like, oh, you know what? I was with this guy. My ankles were behind my head. It's like, No. We can't do this anymore. There's a line in the sand. Nothing. Yeah,
they're no longer best friends.
Yeah, it's like I thought we were girls. No.
Yeah. I don't know what I think about that one. I think I would. Yeah, I'd have to take a moment. I mean to be nice about it. Obviously, you want your folks to be happy. You want people to be happy around you. But do you?
You'd have to take a walk.
Yeah, I'd have to definitely take a walk around the block for sure. Yeah. What other crazy things you got for me, bro?
Well, this guy up in Michigan is in jail for the murder of his wife, and they never found.
Bring it down for us.
Oh yes, yes. But I almost said the story is a funny turn, but it's kind of hard to make this one funny. They went and they never found the remains of the body, and
they know he did it.
They said they could almost prove he did it. They just didn't know where the remains of the body were.
Which they had to do to prosecute or what?
No, he was in jail. Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they found like his blood or her blood. I don't know.
Something to put him in jail until the trial.
Yes. But they asked and they said, what will it take for you to give us the location of the remains of the body? And he said, I want an Xbox. Like an 8-year-old on Christmas. It's like, what do you want? It's like, I want an Xbox.
He killed his wife and then
got an Xbox out of it.
Did they get Xboxes in prison?
I don't know. And some guys going.
You just sounded like Scooby Doo, right?
some guys in there, and he's like, I've been here since the Kennedy administration. I had a bag of weed. This guy murders his wife and buries her in a hole.
Yeah, no
and he
shit.
He gets an Xbox. This is horse shit.
Did you hear that? Canada, speaking of weed, is because they just legalized it, they're going back through everyone's files that were on like the amount of weed that you were allowed to carry.
Yeah.
And they're letting people go now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, because their prison system isn't just in place to make money. Yeah, you heard me, motherfuckers.
And the FBI breaks the door down in three, two, one.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really cool of them to be able to do that. But anyways, back to your fucking... You get to fucking play Xbox for killing your wife?
Apparently, this is a real thing? Apparently. What if they go and they make a thing, they're like, okay, you can play it, but you can't play on the internet. No.
No, what if he gets fucking like screen time like a little kid too? They're like, no, Timmy. You've been on it way too long today. Time to go out in the yard and play with the other guys.
What if they went and he actually was able to play online, and his like gamer tag was like inmate 64587B4, and they start threat, and he's like, I'm gonna kill your mom. It's like you wouldn't do that. It's like, oh, if you only knew.
Yeah. The creepy part is about that is that there are those people do exist online, and I've read stories about that too, of like creepy dudes on like just getting on the mic on the X. I don't know how that shit works. I don't play games, but you know, it's like the new like AOL Messenger.
Yes.
You remember AOL Messenger?
I remember
just,
it.
Did you just out? Because when I was, I think you were just at the mm-hmm. point where it was falling out.
Yeah, yeah. There
because that was a thing back in the day, man. You used to get on there, type in ASL, you know, age, sex, location. Be creepy dudes lying, saying they were 13. They were definitely not 13. By the way, where the fuck were our parents when we were fucking? I think back about the stuff and the things that you would type in there, thinking it was a girl or yeah. you know, whatever, and it's just some like 40-year-old dude jacking it, like yeah. fucking Louis C.K. Like, oh yeah, you're really 13.
Yeah,
that's a Catch a Predator shit is real.
Bro. Oh, though I hate. Those,
you ever watch that show?
I did, and it's absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you doing with the six packs of fucking Bartles and James and condoms?
Oh, I just came to talk to
you. I just wanted to say hi.
My favorite to come out, it's just like, why don't you have a seat? There was one guy that showed was on there twice.
See, this is what I don't get about our fucking country.
Twice. He went to go, and the funny thing is when he walks in, he kind of looks around, and he's like, okay. Got away with it. And all of a sudden he comes out and he looks, he's like, son of a bitch.
Does he really say that?
He looks, he's just like, oh. And he's like,
not you again.
Yeah. It's like, damn you, Chris. And then I love it when they go and it's like, I just wanted to talk. It's like, well, we have the logs and it says, and it's like, she said she was 18. Well, it said you were 13. I'm 13. Is that okay? Perfect age.
Oh my God!
Oh, yes, some of them are so weird, and I love it. And it's like, well, you're free to go, and then you go, and some dude's dressed up like a bush, and just Ray Lewis tackles him, and then he goes down. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because it's the intent, right? There's no act has to happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What if there really was a guy who legitimately? The guy legitimately went there to talk to the girl, like, hey, you can't be doing this. Like, this is just.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. That's not your job.
No. I know. I'm just saying.
I know, just hypothetically.
Yes. But yeah, then.
There's no way you're going to look like the good guy.
What if there was some guy that just went there and it's just like, what are you here to do? It's like, her.
Wait, is she not fucking here? This is fucking bullshit. What do I got?
You got that. You got it right there.
No, go ahead, grab it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, get it for me. What is it? A hair? Oh, this is for my daughter's costume that we just went and got. I was like, why does Alex keep staring at me?
That was true friendship right there.
Absolutely. That's fucking T. Remember that shit, Tenacious D? You don't know Tenacious D?
I know Tenacious D. I never saw the movie.
No, that's not the movie. That's fuck her gently. Yeah, God damn it. That's all right. That's why we got this set up. We said we're going to start doing this. All right. So because they're talking about fucking teamwork. Jesus. Jesus. I'm sorry, guys. He's younger than us, all right? Mom's listening. You might want to turn this off because this going to get you going.
Huh? Huh? Oh, shit.
Listen closely. You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too.
Here's the teamwork.
Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say hey, I'm gonna fuck you.
You never heard this?
I'm gonna oh screw my god,
it's my favorite karaoke song.
I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I brought you flowers. And then you say, wait a minute, Sally, I think I got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. That's your favorite position.
Let's do it.
That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you.
Oh my god, I can't believe you haven't fucking heard that.
That was awesome. We've gone. We've had of all the musical acts that we could have gone and played the last 2 weeks, we have played Insane Clown Posse and Tenacious D.
Tenacious D is on a whole nother level than ICP, dude. I cannot believe you've never fucking heard that. And that's, it's still got a couple more lovely, lovely lyrics. Oh. But that's what I'm talking about. That's fucking teamwork. So anyways, I don't know where the fuck we were talking about.
Well, I got something for it. Yeah, I got something
Tenacious
for it.
Tenacious D.
Okay.
Good.
There's a new fad going on that you might want to go and tell your wife or your kids about. Cause
what is it?
You're a person with tattoos.
Dude, don't tell everybody that. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I have two or three.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
But what people are doing is now when their relatives have passed and they like a tattoo, what they do is they cut the tattoo off of the deceased. They stretch it out.
Shut
they
up.
Put it in a frame and they put it on the wall.
That is morbid.
That is weird.
Get the fuck out.
That is weird.
That's not real.
I'm dead serious. It's real.
Fucking.
Okay, what if you go
dude,
and...
you would literally have to take so many body parts of mine. Literally, like, fucking a whole left arm, my chest, my legs.
Well, that tattoo on your ass.
Yeah, no, for real. That's what I mean. That, like, fucking, that's a lot of pieces.
All of a sudden, they go and they look, and it's like, what is that? It's like, that's a...
That was Grandpa Bryce's...
right like, ass cheek.
I want to be Grandpappy.
Grandpappy.
Dude, oh my god! Like I said, that's more. That's the only word I can think of. Morbid. That
it is
just it's, disgusting.
It's very wrong. What is someone?
So how do they keep the skin from? I mean, there's got to be like they put it in like what's that stuff?
Formaldehyde. I would think
because skin would if it's not connected to anything, doesn't the skin die?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. That,
what if someone's thinking it's like some guy's thinking he's like you know what. He's like, I paid $400 for that tattoo. I'm going to look at it.
I bought it for him. I'm keeping it forever.
Oh, that's just, it is. It's weird. It's yeah. It's like those weird people that go and, you know, buy that shit on eBay. And it's just like, oh, here's, you know, Britney Spears toenail. And, you know, we paid $80,000 for it. It's like, really? Why? Yeah.
I mean, I would have bought that bitch's shaved head from the bathroom if she went nuts. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, as she walked into that bathroom barefoot, just...
Yeah.
That.
Well, you've seen the pictures of that lady's downstairs. It's pretty wrecked.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, the upskirt shots, man. That was used to be my favorite thing. Still is my favorite thing. What the fuck am I kidding? Well, let's hop into sports, man. We went to the Chiefs game.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you... The Heberts, man, they went hard in the paint.
Two of us did. Yeah. Mom stayed sober.
Yeah. So we went to the Chiefs game, the Bengals game this past Sunday, and shout out Dale, man. I know you're listening. I wish you would have filmed some shit. He probably doesn't want to remember it, but
yeah, it got
it. It was still a fucking blast.
Oh, there was a ton of people.
There was, you know, the crowd was fucking electric inside the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Outside of the game, everybody was stopping by. For those that don't know, I have a bar, so everybody wants to stop and look at it and talk about it, and that always starts a conversation. And then, excuse me, we always pour people drinks.
Yeah, because
you can't have a bar and not give people drinks.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, which helps because you are actually people don't know you're actually a very shy person, so it goes and is a good conversation starter.
Yeah, because I'm very timid.
Exactly, but yeah, it didn't help that we went and as we were loading up into your parking lot here or in your driveway.
Yeah,
we may have had like two or three. Then we got there and we had I had one on the way to the game.
Yeah,
was not driving.
Yep.
Then we got to the parking lot and had a lot.
Yeah.
Then we went and I remember this is my biggest thing. I remember standing in line and we're getting ready to go in and all of a sudden I go, there was this girl
that
happened to be standing next to me. And she goes and she's like, I'm cold. You look warm and just gives me a hug. So I just give her a hug. I go and I'm just standing there and we're kind of like just walking up and she looks
and... boner. I don't know. I was drunk.
Yeah. Well, and then I go and I got... And all of a sudden she goes, makes some comments to my mom and she's like, oh, you have such a sweet son. And mom's like, I know. And the girl's like, oh, my friends are here. And I'm like, oh, have a good time.
Bro, you messed that up.
And then I go and I was standing there and I'm just like... I look to my side and I'm like... In my head, I'm thinking... Was I just hugging a girl?
You're hugging some dude with long hair.
I literally thought I'm like, did I just imagine something like hugging a girl?
Oh my god, that's fucking awesome.
And then I remember we got into the game, we're standing there, it was fun, but I went and I thought I felt fine, but then I went, I was jumping up and down. I went to go, almost fell back into my seat. I went, was high-fiving random people.
Because, guys, we weren't sitting together. They bought separate tickets to go. I mean, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
But that's fucking awesome.
Oh, and then we went. The bad part was I woke up the next morning, and I didn't feel a hangover. And I thought, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm still drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I went, and it took me probably about 10 o'clock to finally, like, feel... a little bit normal, and then by about 4 o'clock, all of a sudden, I felt like a headache coming on, and I'm like, oh no, and I'm like, I need a maintenance beer. makes me sound like I have a problem.
No. I mean, they flex the time on the game, so that is what really screws everybody because, you know, like this upcoming game, I'm so happy they didn't flex it.
Yeah.
But we're playing the Broncos coming up this week, and so happy it's at noon.
Yeah, because I mean, at least you go, you get there.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like I knew that Sunday my boss was gonna let me take the morning off because I did ask.
Yeah. All of a sudden, as soon as you saw it 2 minutes later, you're like, hey. Yeah.
No, I asked like earlier in the week, but we knew that we were probably gonna have stuff.
Yeah.
Which is not a big deal because there's not a lot of us, but literally, you know, for me, I know I did that night, which I normally don't do. You know, I just stopped a little earlier, which sucked.
Yeah.
But, you know, I knew that when that alarm clock goes off, I wasn't going to be happy if I didn't fucking do that. So,
yeah.
But anyways, let's call Ray up and get some fantasy shit going.
Sure.
Should we talk about it?
Sounds good.
See what our predictions are for the rest of the week. All right, let's see what we get here.
What's up, man?
What up, sweet Caroline? What's going on, man?
Oh, not too much.
Living it up,
Dream. Yes, sir.
So we were just talking about this past Sunday's game and the Bengals and how we wiped the floor with them. We didn't actually say that, but I'm saying it now. How did you do in your fantasy? Where were you at? What do you got going on? Fill us in.
No, I mean, I had a good week. You know, my quarterback, Jared Goff, hasn't really been performing that great. But
You're still keeping him in your lineup as number one.
Yeah. I mean, he's my guy I've been rolling with. But I actually picked up Mitch Trubisky this week.
Ooh.
And may roll with him some in the future. He's been hot.
Yeah.
Really,
who's he play for?
Fun.
Bears. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the same draft class as Mahomes. He was taken before Mahomes, but he's really just came on these last 4 or 5 weeks and started to look really good.
No shit.
Too bad you didn't have him when he had that 6-touchdown game.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. I mean, he's put together like 3 or 4 really good games, and he was still available in my league and is in a lot of leagues. I don't know what his price is on DraftKings. I'm sure it's creeping up at this point.
Yeah, what is it? It's coming up. It's at 6,100 this week going against the Bears.
Is that good or bad?
So still not terrible.
Yeah, the crazy thing is Goff going up against the Packers, who don't have a great defense. He's only 6,000 this week.
Seriously?
Yeah. He could. They have the highest total in Vegas at like 56.5.
Jeez.
That's going to be a shootout.
Are the Rams still? Rams are still undefeated.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Ugh. Anyways, go ahead, man. What else? Who should we be looking for? Who should we not be?
Well, I just looking at something here, and I saw something about Derek Carr crying in the locker room.
What? Okay, let's talk about that.
All right. Did you read any more into the article? Because I actually read a little bit of it.
I haven't too much. I just saw that headline. Whatever. It sounded good to me. You know, anytime the Raiders are having issues, that's good enough for me.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Again, everyone, I mean, I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. Don't like the Raiders. Never have. Never will. But they went and they were talking about he was crying. Well, one of his brothers went and said and showed the list of injuries that he had from this picture. He had had a MCL sprain. He had
his brother or Derek Carr?
No, Derek Carr did, but his brother was saying about it. He had broken like a thumb. He fractured something in his back, had a MCL sprain, an ACL, sprained his ankle and all that. And they're like, the dude was in pain. That's the reason he was crying. Or maybe it's the fact he's crying on an offensive line that sucks and he got driven into the ground 18 times that game. So, yeah, he's
taking some ass whoopings, dude.
Oh, he has. That's definitely not a good O-line to be playing behind.
Shouldn't have gave the coach 100 mil.
Exactly. You think he gets traded?
I don't think so. He came out today or something and said that he loves being a Raider. And yeah. Hell,
they're about to move to Vegas, dude. Why would you give that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see what they got for Amari Cooper, but Amari Cooper, in my estimation, is overrated anyway. Drops a ton of passes and hasn't been that much.
Yeah.
Did that much in my eyes to really warrant the how people viewed him.
They got a first-round pick for him.
Oh, yeah. I'd do that all day.
Oh, absolutely. But the people are saying, and they're giving Gruden shit, but they now have 3 first-round picks, all should be high, and now have about $70 million in free cap space to spend next year.
Holy shit.
So, I mean, yeah, he's trading away the guys, but I mean...
He's trying to build something.
I think he's trying to build something and get guys in there that actually want to play. I think in his mind, he's knowing he's like... Yeah, I don't want my entire team to be, you know, 32, 33-year-olds, but I'm just doing this as a stopgap until I can get the guys in there that I want.
Well, 3 fucking first rounds, that's crazy.
High first-round picks is what they're saying, because, I mean, Raiders suck this year. Cowboys aren't looking great. I mean, so if you get 3 picks in the top 15, you can go pick that way, or you can go and swap them, trade 2 to move up.
Yeah.
Higher, get 2 in the top 5 or something like that. So it just all depends.
Fuck, that's and you got that much money to spend.
Exactly.
So QBs, you're saying Trubisky or however you pronounce it.
Trubisky.
And then who else are we thinking for quarterbacks for this week coming up?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to roll Pat Mahomes. They are playing Denver, but this time it's at home. So
yeah,
I think that offense is going to show a little better than they did in Denver.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And I think, what's this new? Do you guys hear about Thomas? They're thinking about trading him as well off of the Broncos.
Oh, Demaryius.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah,
I don't know why. I mean,
he isn't he isn't as big a part of that offense as he has been. And he's getting up there in years.
Yeah.
They got Emmanuel Sanders, who's been great. They got Cortland Sutton, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Sutton.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's come on really strong. And I think they're wanting to get him more involved. And
he's taking his playing time.
Blocking his way.
Yeah. For sure.
Speaking of Denver, though, do you hear that Chad Kelly, their backup quarterback, got arrested this morning?
For what?
He went and apparently people called and said there was a guy standing outside their door, and he broke in, and they went in and found Chad Kelly, and he was sitting on their couch dressed as a cowboy, drunk, and they had to go and chase him out of the house. And
what?
They chased him out of the house, and they were going and beating him with a vacuum cleaner hose.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a bit of a...
That's the Denver's backup quarterback?
Denver's backup quarterback. The one
he was high as fuck, dude.
Oh, he had to be. People were wanting him to go and actually start because Keenum really hadn't been looking good.
Because Tebow wasn't doing too hot?
Keenum.
I'm just kidding.
Well, the real question is, who sucks more, him or the vacuum cleaner?
Dude,
way to come through.
Got any dad jokes.
That's why we got him on the show, dang. People. All right, so moving on then, wide receivers. Who are we thinking for getting most points this week?
I mean, I think, granted, we just saw the Bengals here in Kansas City, and they didn't look great, but they're playing Tampa at home. I think they have a bounce back. I think Tyler Boyd, AJ Green both have big games.
Yep.
And Andy Dalton always plays better at home anyway. It's a noon game, no primetime stuff. So
yeah.
I look for them to bounce back.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing is, if you got to think about, I mean, as bad as Tampa Bay's been the worst against the opposing running backs, so you got to think that Joe Mixon's probably going to be in for a big game, as well as Boyd and Green. I agree with you. I think that game could end up being just an absolute blowout very quickly.
Anybody else? I mean, obviously Hill, that kind of stuff, if you have him on your roster. Anybody else that on wide receivers?
Hill's definitely someone I go for. Also, I'd probably go for Juju Smith-Schuster. He's the they call him the second receiver, but in Pittsburgh, and I think that he's kind of slowly becoming the number one, and he's going up against Cleveland, and he usually goes and he usually has some big games against Cleveland, so I definitely think he's an option.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, if you want to go and you're playing on DraftKings and you want to go and switch off of Brown because you think he's going to be higher owned, you definitely want to go with Schuster.
Cool. Anything else on your side, Ray? Hello? Did we lose you? Hello? I don't know if we lost him or not. Maybe he muted
us. Hey, sorry about that. No,
you're good.
I put myself on mute because I had some background noise going on.
So dude,
I'm sitting here talking away, and you guys are like, hello? Yeah.
No, so
what I was trying to get at, though, was Emmanuel Sanders, I think, could still have a big game against the Chiefs, even though it's in Kansas. And we saw what the Chiefs just did to Cincinnati. Emmanuel Sanders is having a really good year.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually had a receiving touchdown and a passing touchdown last weekend.
Well, there you go.
I mean, looking back, he didn't have a huge game against Kansas City the first time, but
I think they got something to prove too. Well, every time they come here, they play hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, it's gonna be a tough game.
But if you had to go and pick, who's your conviction kind of number one player? If someone has to play him this week.
Oh man,
that's a deep one.
It is.
Because who do you take on that? Who's gonna give you? Because quarterbacks can do really, really well for you. Kickers can freaking kill for you.
They can, but you know? there's one player who, if it was me, I'm playing this week, Gurley.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was going to go because I think he's, at this point, he's matchup proof.
Yes.
He's so good. He gets so many carries, and not to mention, I mean,
it's built around
well,
him.
But right, and that team's down a pass catcher right now with Cooper Kupp being out of it, and and they didn't really, you didn't really see an uptick in targets for Josh Reynolds or to their tight end, Everett. You know, if anything, Gurley got more usage, so if that's even possible. So, yeah, I think that's a great pick.
Yeah, definitely.
Price doesn't matter.
Yeah, because if I was looking, these past few weeks that he's had on DraftKings, he said 30 points, 39, 33, 25, 28, 32, and 26. He's averaging 30.9 fantasy points per game. I definitely agree with you. He is matchup proof. So pretty much I think any way you can get him into a lineup, whether it's season long, daily fantasy, whatever, you got to play him this week because he's a guaranteed.
Do you have him on your team?
I have him on my season long team. Yeah.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the one guy going and saying, "You lucky bastard."
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other I guess we talked wide receivers. Are we going running backs now?
Yeah, I mean we can talk some running back. Kareem Hunt is number one. Kareem Hunt had been the number one running back fantasy this week.
Dude, he's getting he's looking so good.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is a lot of his stuff's coming through the air, through catches. I mean, he's not getting the, you know.
But he's turning it into more yards.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. He's not getting the 25, 30 carries like Gurley might be getting. But I mean, he's getting, you know, maybe 8 to 10, you know, maybe 15 rushes, but he's also getting 8 to 10 targets. And if you get that 6 point, you know, 6 receptions, he's turned that into 100 something yards. Games. I mean, yeah, that's a crazy part. He's probably the third receiving option on the team behind Hill and Kelsey.
Yep.
Yeah, and of course we had the big trade for running back this week. Cleveland sending, what's his name? Good Lord.
Carlos Hyde.
I'm Carlos Hyde. I wanted to call him Clyde for some reason. So yeah, sending Carlos Hyde down to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was a big thing because I think they were saying that, you know, he could start getting some work because if they go and they trade for Hyde, that means that Fournette is definitely going to be out for longer than they were expecting.
Yeah, which that's been a disaster of a pick. Fournette can't stay healthy for any length of time. And really, Dalvin Cook up in Minnesota can't either. So
Yeah.
There's a lot of backup running backs. You know, starting to get in that time of year where there's a lot of backups are moving into that starting role.
Yeah, this is definitely the time of year if you're playing season long, you got to start hunting the waiver wire, and that guy you fell in love with at the beginning of the year, you got to drop him and pick up that backup.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raiders we spoke of earlier, I saw they put Marshawn Lynch on the IR, so they got, Jalen Richard, however you want to say it, and old man Doug Baldwin, or not Doug Baldwin, Doug, good Lord, my name tonight. I'm a mess.
Oh, no, you're good.
Doug Martin. Yeah.
Old man Doug Martin.
Yeah, I say this is, you look at the Raiders and their offensive people look like it's, you know, like 2008.
Yeah, he's got to be 30.
Yeah, he is. I think it's 30, 31. So he's got some miles on the legs.
What the fuck are you trying to say? I'm just kidding.
So looking at tight end, who do you like at tight end?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you got to go Kelsey pretty much every week. I'd say is he's proven himself to be probably one of the more consistent.
Finally starting to catch more.
Yeah, he's definitely being one of the more consistent tight ends in the league. He usually does pretty well against Denver. But if I'm thinking,
I know what you're going to say.
I've played him a few times this year and it hasn't worked.
You guys should say it at the same time on three.
Nah.
No, it's somebody different then. No, go ahead.
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, Ebron's one of those who he had an off week this last week, but he is getting so much of the target share there. I think he's getting a third of the targets of that offense, and he's been a touchdown machine most of the year. So, yeah, he's had a couple of little off weeks here and there, but Ebron's one I had on my team, and he didn't work out for me this week. But the other guy I picked up, who's also a target share monster, with his team is George Kittle, and he's been solid just about every week of the season.
Is that who you thought he was going to say?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of one of those two. Both those guys get so many of the targets on their team that they're really kind of got to roll with them because there aren't a lot of options this year.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely – Kittle's definitely been, especially with having a good connection with Beathard, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely have a good connection. But, yeah, definitely with Ebron, the fact of Jack Doyle being out and the fact of Andrew Luck really can't throw the ball as far anymore. He's checking out on the tight end quite a bit more. So, I mean, Ebron's just eating up those targets.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we covered quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. We haven't never talked defenses because I guess you can't really change that whole thing out, can you?
Unless
you're betting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can. It just depends. Some guys will stream certain defenses. One thing I will say is everybody came into the year wanting that Jacksonville defense, and it hasn't. Somebody actually in my league dropped them this week because they just haven't performed as that number one defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the week after they go and they play the Chiefs, they go and they get their teeth kicked in by Dallas 40-7.
Yeah, that was that score. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah,
and I mean, the Chiefs defense, for as bad as they've looked parts of the year, they've had a couple of nice fantasy games in the last three.
And they keep giving me pick sixes, dude. I'm happy right now. Yeah. I really am. I mean, because at the beginning of the year, we all talked about this. For me, I was super scared that we were just going to have to outperform and outscore on the offensive side. Defensive side really has, considering the point structure, even when we played the Patriots, keeping up with them is one thing, but holding them to that point so that we could catch up with them is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, and that's a crazy part. Now, if they go, the defense just consistently, you know, is continuing to play better. The fact is, I think that takes the pressure off the offense if not going and saying like, oh crap, we're going to have to go out and score 40 points to win this game. You know, they're thinking like, you know, they just go out and score 40 points because they can.
Yeah.
Now, instead of having to do it, I mean, they can go and they're like, you know what, if, you know, I think it takes the pressure off the offense and also takes the pressure off the defense, and it allows the defense to go and maybe get a little bit more aggressive, play with less stress on themselves. And I mean, they're starting to look good.
Yeah.
Getting scary.
So are you going to make it out to the game this Sunday?
I will not, no. But I will be watching it very intensely from my living room.
Good.
Best seat in the house.
Line of the bathroom short and the beer's always cold.
luckily also this week, my most prized player, the apple of my eye, Greg the Leg, Zerline, came back off the injury report and is starting again. Just goes right back to getting me like 13 to 20 points a game.
There it is.
Well, know who I'm playing for kicker this week.
There you go. Take it from the man that knows.
There you go. Yeah.
So, all right, man. Well, we're going to finish this thing up. Thanks, as always, for being on, and we'll holler at you soon.
Later, man.
Appreciate it, guys. It was fun. Thanks. All right.
See you. Bye. So, yeah, no, Broncos, man, it's coming up. I think that's that what we got for the.
Yeah, well, I just got one more thing. It is a little bit of a wrestling thing. They made an announcement yesterday that the champion for WWE, a guy by the name of Roman Reigns, went and he actually announced that he has been battling leukemia.
Damn, that's terrible.
Yeah, they said he's had it he said he had it in college and then beat it, but he said it kind of went and, you know, came back and has to drop it and now has to go back and fight it again. And I mean, he's a young kid and it was very cool to see, you know, because a lot of people will boo like his character or, you know, his performance. But after it happened, after he announced it, everyone just kind of went dead quiet. But people gave him a standing ovation as he was leaving. A bunch of people tweeted at him. So, I mean, you know, definitely from us, definitely let's kind of go and give him prayers, Roman. Prayers, you know, to Joe Anoya. That's his real name. Definitely want to see you go beat this and go and get back to performing in the squared circle in front of millions of people.
Absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to a couple people. Speaking of wrestling, Melissa Klein, thank you so much for everything. Those that don't know or do know that listened last week, we appreciate you. If Melissa pointed you this way and you're still enjoying it, thank you so much. But we want to shout her out. She's doing a ton of stuff when it comes to wrestling. She is the person to follow.
Yes.
She's all up in that shit.
Yeah.
And she's been super great to shouting us out, making sure that people are following us. So Melissa, thanks again as always. And I also wanted to give a shout out to someone else I was talking to on Twitter. Let me see here. So I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's hashtag MLS Scout Aaron. So we haven't really talked, but his tagline is at MLS Aaron. We are going to start at some point bringing in segments to the show. So really it'll be them coming in, talking about a quick little segment about what they want to hear. Because like I said, we are beer, sports, and bullshit. So we do want to cover some sports all over the place. It's not going to be, like we always say, it's not going to be like in-depth and we're going to dive in like ESPN and break down every play. But just to kind of give you an overview so that when you're by the water cooler, you know what the fuck you're talking about. So anyway, shout out to those guys. Anybody else, please reach out to us. It's been so great to see this community growing and people really getting involved and knowing that we're reaching an audience. I mean, that's obviously why we do this. We enjoy it. I think we would do it even if no one was listening. So
we used to, and that's why we started this.
Yeah, no shit. But we really hope you guys enjoy it. And we know Alex is going to do some stupid fucking... I'm just kidding. Seriously, from the bottom of our hearts, at least I'm assuming I'm speaking for Alex as well. Thank you guys so much, and we really appreciate it. And reach out to us. Also, you can send us an email. I used to say this all the time. You can DM us, or what is it? At OMCPOD for Twitter. And then our email is the same things, omcpod@gmail.com. Reach out to us. Any inquiries, we're super interested. We are so grassroots, like Alex always says, that I think now's the opportunity for us to get in with some people and start doing some more stuff. So let us know. With that being said, what you got?
Ladies and gentlemen, kind of like Bryce just said, thank you for going and helping us spread the word. In all honesty, for where we are, I didn't think that we would be... I didn't think we'd get to the point of people were listening. I'm glad.
This much. This is our 19th episode.
Yes.
And we've not to brag on anything, but our analytics have really been jumping. So, keep going.
Sorry. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, I'm kind of glad people are listening, because if not, we would just be two crazy guys talking into microphones to ourselves.
But we would still be doing it.
Exactly. So you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you all a great week. And remember, come back each and every week. Remember to have your pets spayed and neutered. Shout out Dean Del Rey. Peace.